I was telling them I was reading Padyavali.
Mm-hmm.
When I do my
Padyavali.
I was telling them how nice a book that is. So wonderful.
You have any English with commentaries?
No book has any commentaries.
No commentary?
No. All of the books have no commentaries that are in English.
There are short commentaries. Well-known Vaishnava. I have that book in Sanskrit. All books of Goswamis are so many, so much. Which useful thought that we can get help from our sadhana bhajan actually.
That book was so clear that Rupa Goswami has written just for the sake of those who are in the future who would be doing this sadhana. He wrote that book.
Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishnadas Goswami, Dr. Vishwanath Bhakti Thakur, they have written so much Vaishnava Sahitya, that anyone, if they can follow, they are very, very beneficial. But without reading all these books, not qualified Vaishnava can be.
It's not possible to become qualified without reading these books.
Especially in Ragam Bhagavad. All are Ragam Bhagavad. And the purpose of Vaidhi Bhakti is also Ragam Bhagavad. All have it. Not to be confined in whole life or afterlife confined in Vaidhi. We will do prachar by Vaidhi Bhakti. It will follow Radhan Bhakti. At first we can start Madhurji Kadambi. We have finished it on Monday, we again 5-6 days.
Mm.
We have English books.
Mm.
We can start this. This is really for practicing Raganuga first testing. And very essential this is. I am a sadhak, not siddha. Swamiji or Guruji, we are siddha. They were independent by reading, by doing anything. We have not seen our Gurudev reading any book. But we have seen that he has given red marks in every book. Bhaktivinoda Swami Sindhu, and all these. We strange that when he has written, when he has done such. Swami Maharaj was also always busy not a single minute he was. They are Siddha Purusha, they had done it. They have come from. We read, we think, we hear, then we can tell it. What they tell, what they have said, no need to see that whether it is wrong or right. They are in confidence that they were right. They are right. What they have written are true. They have told.
I have a question about writing. I like to write books about our Srila Prabhupada. Mostly these books are memories of being with him or some reflections about his work. But this is all in his form as we know him in this world. I do not know his eternal liberated form. So one question is it all right to go on writing many books about Prabhupada in the form I know him? And the other question is, how can I begin to approach Prabhupada in writing to understand his eternal spiritual form? Or two questions. Are these books valuable just about the memories of him as we know him?
I think that the ideas of Rupa Goswami and other Goswamis, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and all Goswamis, is the spiritual idea of Swami. No, we bhede nahi, no difference at all. So, the ideas of all Goswamis are ideas of Swamiji. He wanted to do prachar of all these things. So, the inner ideas of Swamiji is inner idea of all Goswamis. So you can do all these things. He has done a lot of things. Mostly he has done only for general people. Something he has done in Srimad Bhagavad Gita for a special books, qualified persons. Otherwise, when time came to give him pen in these things, he went away. So he could not get time to do all those things. So all the ideas of our Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and all of us, his idea is the same. Any idea from Srimad Bhagavat commentary, you can take and see what he wants in his writing. He has not done anything especially for Haragan. And at that time he has no need at all to do all those things. So you can do all those things. Sunda! Sunda! can make authentic books. Now in the market, so many kinds of nonsense things are coming. As Sahajiya. We should not follow Sahajiya. So you can do all these things. We have Bhagavatamrita. Bhakti Samsung Prabhupada has written.
Yes.
He has written in very short all slokas.
Actually, it is all there.
All there.
He's covered everything.
Like first slok, Annabhilashita Shunya, Gyan Karma Adi Anapurva, Anukundena, Krishna Anushilana, Uttama. Here, Hugo Goswami, Vishnachavati Thakur has given his commentaries. And without commentaries, I think it is not complete. We cannot take complete view of this system. Anushilan means
cultivation. Cultivation.
He has given that any word, dhatu, you know?
Root.
Root.
The basic.
Yes, sir. Gam dhatu. Gacchati. Agacchati. To go, to come. There are so many meanings of one dhatu. Your mind is going on. Your mind goes not only walk by foot, gandhatu. It covers so many meanings. So here, Anusilan has so many meanings, a vast meaning in his stomach. Here, one meaning is kayik, vachik and manasik chesta. Chesta means
endeavor.
Gestures.
Endeavors or activities.
Activities. Activities of mind. Activities of
body.
I mean, this
physical
body,
indri, and activities of tan, kai, man, vat. And also, they have two kinds of meanings. Pravrityatmak, nivrityatmak. Special words. Pravrityatmak means by kriyatmak roop.
Things to do. Things
to do. With tan, mind and indriyas. And nibbatatmak, not to do by all these things, three. We should not meet with the persons who have no bhakti. Those who are sahajiya, those who are Mayavadi, and not to do against bhakti. These are meaning. And one meaning is that not doing by three things, but bhavatma. Pravritti means chesta. Chesta means
activities.
No activities.
Endeavor is the word usually.
Appropriate? I cannot tell any special word. Bhavatmak. Bhavatmak, you know? Bhavatmak means prem is, and bhav is bhavatmak. Tongue, mind, and by body, bhav cannot come. It is beyond the reach of all these things. Bhav. And Krishna is my priyatam. I am Aradhika Dasi. And I like to serve Srimati Radhika and Krishna and all the associates. Here mind, body and anything cannot do. This will come from Aragatmik Bhakta. Aragatmik Bhakta, who are? That is Aragatmik Jan. Lalita Vishakha, Siddham, Subal,
Parikar.
By following, by prayer, and by the mercy of Krishna and his associates. Until this comes, bhava will not come. And at that time, only mental
aspiration. Aspiration, mental desire, wanting.
Mental, kalpana.
Kalpana.
Imagination.
It is somewhat better, but it cannot take place of bhava. When bhava will come, then bhavatmik bhava. And from bhav to prem, sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, till there, all are including bhav. So, uttama bhakti goes up to mahabhav, beginning from rati or bhav. So these are not in activities of mental or bodily things. So this is called anusilan. Not only to Krishna. Krishna and his associates, both. If you only culture Krishna, no bhakti. If you leave Krishna and take all the associates, it will not. But it will be, because gopis are not separate. Or his associates are not separate. So all these things should be taken. And Anu Silan. It abandha kardini. Purugandhas. Anu means Niranta.
Spontaneous.
Continuous. Without any stop. In Hindi we can say, Kailo dharavat avichanna gati. Dharavat avichanna gati. If there is honey, and we are doing the bottle, and a link comes from up to last point. No
break. Cutting.
No break. This is called Taila Dharavat Avichanna Gati. When my man will do smaran or kirtan or do bhakti, anusilan, it will be like this.
Continuous.
Then uttama bhakti. And if in the middle or anything cut, then it is not uttama bhakti. It may be madhyama or kanishta bhakti. Anu means anugatya. Anugatya?
Guidance.
In guidance of arasik tattva siddhanta vidvaisna. Until it is done, not done, bhakti is not uttama bhakti. Madhyama bhakti is not there. So always in the guidance are of two kinds. Direct and indirect. Now you are in guidance of your Gurudev indirectly. Huh? But anyhow it will be told directly also. Not directly. He will give everything in your heart if you have so much bhakti. Directly as a siksha guru, in the absence of diksha guru. But faith will be the same as in our diksha guru and siksha guru. But they should be both qualified in the same category. Otherwise, by imitation, we cannot do sraddha to anyone. Like that. Like Rup is Dikha, Sanatana Goswami is Dikha Guru and Rup Goswami is Siksha Guru. Both are in same level. No problem is there. So that we can catch and we can have so much faith on his words that we will not go hither and thither. What he will tell will take as
yeah, without doubt. There is no doubt.
No doubt at all. One thing also he has taken, written. Why Anna Bhilashita is told there? Why not Anna Bhilash? Word is Anna Bhilash. But Rupa Goswami here has here written Anna Bhilashita. What is the meaning of Anna Bhilashita? Sakchat Haritvena Samasta Shastre. One thing is Hari, word is Hari. But here it is written Haritvena. Here Haritvena means the qualities of Hari is Haritvena. Not direct Hari. So, Guru has the qualities of Hari, but he actually Das Hari. Not Krishna, actually Krishna. Here, Anna Bhilash. Anna Bhilash meaning? What is the meaning of Anna Bhilash?
Without separate motives.
Huh?
There should be no separate motives, no other motives.
Then serving Krishna. And he associates. He is not telling this. He is telling Annabhilashita. Annabhilashita means in your, when you are in sense, no problem at all. Quite in good health and body and mind, if you are. No problem is there. And at that time, if you will do Annabhilash, it is called Annabhilash. But when you are in danger, at once you fell in danger. Some wicked person came and they tried to kill you. And at that time, by fear you are telling that, oh Krishna, save me. That it is not Annabhilashita. In your sense, no trouble at all. If you desire anything, that, oh Krishna, save me. If you are in good health and everything is right. If you are wanting something, then it is Annabhilas. No? But Annabhilashita, if you are not in everything is right, and like I have told you, in calamity, in vipatti, apatti, if you first moment you want anything, and after that you repent. That's why I have told you. So in Bhakti Rajya, it is not Annabhilash. So Annabhilashta should be removed. There should be no one. In the inner part, for always you have another body. But in danger or anything, if you tell that, oh Krishna, save me, give me something, for your seva or anything, then it is shamya. Shamya means? It is not opposite to bhakti. Understanding this, I have no suitable words to clarify. Like one thing, if any Vaishnava give up his body, that is, he is no more, he is dead. If anyone wants to do Sraddha, it is against the cult of Vaishnavas. No Shraddha Siddhita. Because he has chanted so Harinam, he has heard this here, heard the Katha, Srimad Bhagavatam, always he has done Guru Seva, he has done everything. So actually there should be no Shraddha. But for general mass, having no Shraddha in Shraddha, and he, for the general mass, wo kya karte hain? Iske liye.
Lok vichar.
Huh? Only together, then, if he does Shraddha, having no Shraddha at all, and if he does, then it is not against of it is for preaching only. So it is not Annabhilash. So I think that Swamiji has not cleared all these things. He has written in some
summary.
So if you can do it according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Jiva Goswami, giving all these things clearly, it will be so useful for all these things. He has done in sutra, you can
explain these things.
I wanted to do all these things, but health is not permitting me. I have no so much things that you have. You have so newly things with science and all other things you can do. At first we have to know.
कहाँ जा रही हैं? बैठिए. ये लोग अब थोड़ी देर में चले जाएं.
So many lot of service of Gurudev is there. We can invent seva.
You know, so many of our books, which are being translated now, have no commentaries. And the commentaries are so important.
Without commentary, no so useful.
Yeah.
Any book of Goswami. We have read six shastra. But when we read commentary of Srila Bhakti Thakur, everything is clear there.
Sarva Bhavana has translated with the commentary of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.